St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Well, staying in New York, or Manhattan in this case, there's a trial going on that has to do with a Turkish banker alleging that he's guilty of helping Iran evade U.S. sanctions. This is one of those cases that's so complicated, and federal prosecutors are trying to convince this jury that this is the case, and that the scheme is so difficult to unknot, right? To understand what's going on. Talking about banks and front companies, and I mean, you're trying to understand. And I've been reading actually this article from the Wall Street Journal about this whole situation, how complicated it is. They're trying to make it understandable to 12 jurors, 12 lay people who are out there and recognizing, well, we want to do our civic duty and serve as we've done, right, as a country for so long. It's a duty that, have you ever served on a jury? Have you, James? Have you ever served on a jury? James doesn't know. He's looking at me like, have you ever served on a jury, James? You have, yeah. I got called to be an alternate on a jury. And it was for a difficult case, and I was actually really I was grateful for the process, and I felt that this was after I was a priest. This was a few years ago, I guess. But I also realized how difficult it is because, well, jurors come from all kinds of different states in life, and some are going to understand financial things and others are not. And some are going to understand different facets of life that others won't. And so the prosecutors and the defense have to make all of this understandable to the jury. Well, this particular case in Manhattan is so complicated that one juror was visibly asleep throughout the first week. He was, had his head on his shoulder, his head in his hands. He was just sleeping. I'm saying he. I think it was a guy. And he was dismissed from the jury. It was U.S. District Judge Richard Berman who said, "You know what? You've been sound asleep this whole week. Not just dozing off. You've been sound asleep." The Wall Street Journal is citing this as they don't use the word epidemic, but they're saying this is a problem. It's growing more and more that juries are not able to find people who can stay awake for the course of a trial, especially when it comes to these difficult, financial schemes and things like this. I said before the break, stay woke, right? Because that's a meme that was started. That James likes it. James is getting a chuckle out of it anyway, even if it's interesting to me when I first was reading this, I'm thinking about Jesus, you know? Why? Because in Advent, one of the most important messages that he's giving to us is stay awake. Be prepared. And we heard it in the weeks leading up to that first Sunday in Advent and right after the solemnity of Christ the King that preceded Advent. I mean, continually in the Gospels, Jesus is telling me and you to stay awake. And in our society, sometimes we can become, well, like jurors, overwhelmed with information and the complexity of situations and circumstances. Your life is complex. I understand. It might not be the same as a Turkish banker trying to, evade sanctions and help Iran out, but it is complicated, isn't it? It's difficult. And it can be so difficult to live our lives in this way that we start to become sleepy and drowsy in an analogous way. That is to say, we might be wide awake, but we're becoming sleepy towards those things that Christ wants us to be careful of and aware of, right? We can be unaware of those important things going on in our lives spiritually. And I found it really fascinating to use this Wall Street Journal article as a jumping off point for what it means for you and I to stay awake and to recognize that this is a problem in our society, not just because we're not getting enough sleep, although that is a problem, which I'm aware of. Most of us are not getting enough sleep physically, right? Most of us are not getting the time. Why? Because people are staying awake watching Netflix or staying awake, you know, binge watching things that are not leading them to holiness and to happiness. Or they're wearing themselves out so much in work and they come home and they still have a family to take care of and they're the kids that need attention and all that. And we're just pushing ourselves so hard that we're not finding that balance in life. Here's what I think. You and I have this blessed, a privileged season of Advent. That's what this is, this time. And it's a time, yes, to prepare for the coming of Jesus. And it's a time for us to be aware of what he's doing in our lives. But it's also the time to evaluate how we are balancing things in our own life. Maybe we're not on a jury, and maybe we're not being faced with all these complex financial situations. But am I letting the complications of my own life desensitize me to Jesus's presence right here before me? Am I being aware that Christ wants to have an impact in my life and wants to be with me, but I'm not even recognizing him because I'm so spiritually drowsy that I just don't see him there? It's happening to so many people. It's happening to so many of us that we're missing Jesus right before us. And it's maybe a simple example when we look at our juries and say, this is what's going on. But I look at it from the spiritual perspective and say, hey, you and I have to wake up. We have to stay woke, as the memes would tell you, to avoid missing these really significant and important things that are going on in the world and around us, and especially the way that we sometimes will cooperate with sin or not practice charity the way we're supposed to. And if we just go with the culture and go with what society says, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. Don't worry about going to Mass on Sunday. Don't worry about carving out more time for Jesus in your life. He loves you, it'll be fine. If we go at it with that attitude instead of, do you know what? This is something so important to me. I'm going to make quality time for this. And just as I need to make quality time for my spouse, just as I need to make quality time for my children or for my brothers in community or whatever your particular vocation might be, we also have to make time for Jesus in our life. And that is a big part of what Advent is all about, making more time for Jesus, not just on December 25th, but right now even. So how's it going in your journey towards Christmas? I guess that's my question to you, right? How's it going? Because we're almost halfway through Advent here. And I'm wondering whether you've seen a change or not, whether you've been doing things better or not in your life. Or are things pretty much how they were a week and a half ago before Advent started, and you're thinking, well, I don't have much more I can do. And here's an idea for you that comes from what I'm doing tonight. I'm going out to hear confessions of a bunch of poor sinners out there in the world, me being one among them, right? I'm not pointing the finger there, but you and I both know that we all need God's mercy in our life. And I love this time of year, actually. I love being involved with penance services and going out and hearing confessions of so many people. What happens is a bunch of priests get together in one parish and people will flock to the parish and we'll hear confessions. But it makes me remind you, or it makes me think of reminding you, that confession should be an important integral part of your preparation for Christmas too. And maybe you forgot about that, or maybe you haven't made it a priority in your life to go to confession. But let me just encourage you in that. Maybe you're still afraid to go to confession because it's been too long, because it's been hard in the past, because you've had a bad experience in the past. I just want to encourage you, don't put it off. Don't put it off, because Jesus loves you and Jesus wants to show his mercy to you through the priest there in the confessional box. And he wants to support you and strengthen you along this journey towards Christmas. He wants to help you out so that you can experience his love. He wants you to know that he loves you. And that happens in such a palpable, concrete way inside of confession. So maybe you and I can both be doing the same thing tonight, being involved in confession so that you and I can experience God's mercy and grace. I'm Father Matthew. Much more to come here on St. Joseph's Workshop. Stick around.